Welcome to the Royal Peculiar People Christian Ministries, a place you can access the undiluted Word of God. As you listen to this message, may the Word of God uplift and transform you, equipping you to walk in His purpose. Open your heart and let His Spirit minister to you.
Epignosis hour, the struggle. The struggle in us, the struggles that Christians have, the cause of it, the reason why Christians struggle. When I mean struggle, now I'm not talking about bread, butter, the struggle for money, struggle for anything. I'm talking about the reasons why Christians struggle in their Christian life, in their prayer life, in their study life, the reasons why Christian struggle. So we are talking about the struggle in us, and it's a struggle that we can overcome, not by ourselves, by the help of God. So that's why we are having this word. I pray that no destruction will come to your heart. I pray everybody will be conscious of God. I pray you not be familiar with the word in the mighty name of Jesus. We know about the scripture that says that which is born of the flesh is what? Is flesh, and that is which is born of the spirit is what? Is spirit. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. Now this is a verse that time to time you need to have in your mind. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is what? Is spirit. I need to say I must be conscious of the fact that I am born of the spirit. I know I came from a family that gave birth to me biologically, but I have another birth that's more important than the physical birth I have, and that is what? The spiritual birth. And I'm spirit. There, spirit gives birth to spirit, flesh gives birth to flesh. So that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. If you are conscious of your physical parents than God, you will function as the flesh than you function on the spirit. That's the limitation we have. Connections that they think about, relationship that they think about, the family they think about is actually of the flesh. Only flesh. That's why they are not conscious of the spirit. Are you not aware? That's the reason why you must try to get all your family members to become born again. Because if they are born again, they are in a family of the spirit with you, even though they are in the family of the flesh with you, biological family. For example, now, you must understand the family of the flesh you have ends on this earth. Immediately, you guys leave this world. You are no more. That family has expired. But there's still a way these people that are your family on this earth can be a family with you forever in heaven. What will make them become family with you forever in heaven? Because they too, they have tasted of the bread of life. And they are also of the spirit. They are also families of the spirit. That's the most important one. That's the strongest revelation of family. Biological family is wonderful, but there's one more important. That is spiritual family God has put. Hallelujah. It's not talking only about the local church, it's talking about the body of Christ. Hallelujah. And Bible made us to know, he said the spirit is the one that quickens the what? Flesh profited what? Nothing. The flesh profited nothing. There's no gain of the spirit in the flesh. There's no gain of the spirit in the flesh. As far as flesh is concerned, it's death. It's death. That's the best it can offer you. That's the best they can offer you. But as far as spirit is concerned, the spirit, the life of the spirit is life, is the spirit, is a reality of life. The life of the spirit is a reality of life. And there are many people that all their life, what they think about is what? Flesh. Pride of this life, lust of the flesh, and lust of the eyes. What can I gain? How do I get good clothes? How do I get good job? How do I go to school? I'm successful. How do I do anything? The last thing they are planning for is to build up their spirits. Bible said, building up your most holy faith. Now, that means our faith must be built. Anything that can be built can be destroyed. So if you have a Christian life that you can build, it can also be destroyed. You can build your spirit. That person, and that person grew up in what? Grew up in stature, in spirit. Bible says somebody came by the strength of the Spirit. And Jesus Christ returned with the strength of the Spirit. There is strength of the Spirit. And there is strength of the flesh. Two of them have strength. So in a Christian life, a Christian can have more strength in the flesh than strength in the Spirit. So you see a clear crystal life of struggle. And that's what I'm about to talk about today. When your Christian life is stronger in the revelation of flesh, in the life of flesh, than the life of the Spirit. So nobody will say, is it true? Is it possible to live a righteous life? Don't I have emotions? Is it possible to live right for God? Is it possible for this and that? He's born again. It's a child of God. But actually, it is crystal clear that there is no proof that he has encountered Christ. It will now look like a life of mockery or hypocrite. Praise the living Jesus. Now, I've told you, the flesh can open you up to death. That is where devil we connect with. Devil will connect with the opening of the flesh. The day your flesh opens, what will happen is that devil will be able to what penetrate through that venue. Immediately your spirit opens unto God, the Holy Spirit will be able to what? Penetrate and do what you want to do. That's why the Holy Spirit is dwelling in your spirit. So when your spirit is opened, there will be what? There will be life, there will be glory. There will be life, life. So just see that your life, your Christian life is on the increase every time. You can know when you are increasing spiritually. You can know where you are growing spiritually, and you can know when you are not anywhere spiritually, when you are dry spiritually. I pray you not get to that point in the mighty name of Jesus. There is something called spiritual death. And there is something called spiritual slumbering. Now let me see a man that is strong, that can fight very well, that's into fighting battles, and is excellent in fighting battles, and he has won. Can he win battles when he's asleep? Even the strong person is what? Is like dead when he's asleep. So some people are not dead spiritually, but actually they are slumbering spiritually. It's quarter to death. It will not take time for them to backslide. You get what I'm talking about? So in case your spiritual life is down, very down, down, it will not take time for you to what? Go into the world on a very stronger basis. Whether you cook rice, you don't want to eat jams, you cook in your house, or you open the gas, you open the pot. As fire is hot, as fire cannot perish. But when it's cold, there's nothing that cannot be done. That is life many Christians are living. Anything can perish on their life. They are Christians, but the fire of their spiritual life is down. It's almost dead. It's almost put out. Bible says fire must always be on the altar. But what is causing that many people don't have fire on the altar? What's causing that some many Christian life? It's not interesting. Many Christians are afraid that they don't have Christian life, but they will not admit. They can say, I'm a Christian now. I'm a Christian now. They can say it because they were born into a Christian home. But deep down, they know. When I talk about Christianity, I should not be putting my mouth. What do I know? They know they don't know anything in Christian faith. They don't have any boldness to reveal themselves. And Christianity is about boldness. It's about confidence in our Lord. It's the revelation of strength. But they know they don't have all those things. So when you say, let's go and wage war against the principalities and powers, they don't have that confidence. They don't have it. But they can call themselves Christian. Bible says our faith is not hidden. So if it's hidden, it's hidden to those that are what? That perish. But those Christians, it looks like Christ is hidden to them. So you ask them basic things about their faith, they don't know. When they give their life to Christ, with tears on their eyes, they were crying and they give their life to Christ. But from that journey, from that point forward, these guys, it was like, you can see them. The only reason why you believe that they are born again is because possibly you knew when they give their life to Christ, or you are the one that led them to Christ. But you see that there's nothing about being a Christian that you see in their life as a disciple of Christ. And some people, This message is not really for people that don't want to change. It's about people that really have heart for God, but they don't understand that what is with this struggle. They had a past life that was sinful, and God has forgiven them that past life. Now in their new life is still the revelation of their past life. All the addictions are still there. All the temptations to fall into sins are still there. All the negative thoughts are still there. All the passions of the flesh are still there. The works of the flesh, they are still there. They are still malice, they are still anger, they are still wickedness of the heart. But they know they are born again. And they are grieving that, I want this thing to stop in my life. I love God, but it looks like I don't love God. Even they themselves, if they are meant to condemn them, they will condemn. They will give themselves the condemnation of the fact that with this life I'm living, I'm not a Christian. Let me give my life to Christ again. That's why you see some of them, they say they want to give their life to Christ again. It's a struggle that they are experiencing. Hallelujah. Let's go to Galatians 5. Galatians 5 from verse 16. Galatians 5 from verse 16. Can check from the screen. Hallelujah. This I say then, walk in the spirit, and you will not what? Fulfill the what? Lust of the flesh. That means there is something called lust of the flesh. As all of you are here now, there is something called lust in the flesh. That's the part of the flesh that can be seduced. That's the realm of a person's life that can be seduced. So there is a seduction that will link up with the lust of that flesh that made that person fall. All of us will not fall for the same thing. Some people, they will fall for money, but they will never fall for women. Some people will fall for women, they will not fall for money. Some people will fall for fame, pride. It's different things that make people fall. Praise the living Jesus. So he said, but if we can be conscious of walking in the spirit, what will happen? We will not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Follow me today because it is going to help your Christian life. Let's go ahead. 17. For the flesh warreth, lusteth, fights. The flesh fights against the spirit. This is the struggle you are having. The flesh what fights against the spirit. For the fact that you are now born again and your spirit is now alive, there's a war. There's a war against your what? Spirit man. And what is fighting it is the what? It's not devil now. It's the flesh. What devil fighting? Devil is fighting your salvation. But what is fighting your spirit is inside you. The greatest enemy we have is not the devil. It's inside us, ourselves, and that's the flesh. For the flesh wars, fights against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. So the spirit too is fighting against the flesh. So what is it? In the Bible said, mortify the flesh. So the spirit is fighting against the flesh to mortify the flesh, to kill the passion of the flesh. And the flesh said, me too, I will kill you, the spirit. I will kill the spirit. I want to mortify the spirit. Two of them want to mortify themselves. That's why I'm very surprised how some people want to live careless Christianity and think they will go far. What inside you, just you walking, yourself is fighting against yourself. Eh? The part of you that you are allowing is the one that will win. But you allow anything. You feed everything with you feed your flesh, feed your flesh, feed your flesh. The more you feed your flesh, the more you starve your spirit. The more you starve your spirit, the more you what? The more you what? Feed your flesh. So flesh can be strong. Can be strong. So you know that I love God, but my flesh is strong. Why is it that I just like fornicating like this? The person is not fornicating, no. But all the thoughts is just fornication. That's the easiest talk to have. Just terrible imaginations. And he loves God. He's just, every thought, he was just thinking himself in his room, how he fight with somebody. The flesh is strong. Very strong. But the spirit is weak. Those kind of people need help. If you know the number of sisters, number of brothers, that if they can tell you the struggle they have, it is just like it's natural, just like it's normal. And we are not just natural people, we are supernatural people. But somehow there's a weakness they have in their life. They'll say, this is my own weakness, this is my own weakness. You understand? But the fact is that's why there's an avenue of the Spirit to sustain us by the grace of God. But now there's a weakness overruling. So now we have brethren saying, God, will just forgive me. God's a loving God. There's grace. God will forgive me. Yes, there's forgiveness. But this is the question. A child that allows his friend to come inside the house, it doesn't know that the friend's a thief. And the friend stole the TV. Every precious thing in the house, the friend stole it because it was the child that brought the person home. Has it caused the family trouble? He has caused the family trouble. But if he apologized to the father, would they accept him in the house? Yes, but something has left the house. The same thing happens when people sin. They say, God will forgive me. God is forgiving me. God will forgive you, but there's something that has been stolen. Bible said the thief comes to what? The first thing to do is to what? To steal. Then when you are lying more, he will kill, and the end of it is to destroy your Christian life, your journey. So he has stolen some people, their confidence, their esteem, their virtues. But they talk about it in a casual way. They call it mistake. That's why they don't change. When you call something that's very important mistake, something grievous mistake, you're not ready to change. It must be. That will not bring you to the place of what? Accountability. That will create a level of responsibility. Now, our salvation is free and doesn't need our work. The Bible said, nobody can boast of salvation. There's no work done. It is by grace. However, to walk with God, you must labor by the grace of God to mortify your flesh. The Bible said, deliver yourself like a what? Like a roe. There's something for you to do to fight against your flesh and say to your flesh, you will not mess me up. And this is not a struggle. If as I'm talking, if you think this thing is coming to you, you are not the only one in this struggle. It's not only you. There are people that will look at you like they are so spiritual, sanctimonious, sacramental people, looking at you like they are just angels. But if they can tell you the struggle of their heart, they can tell you the mess, how they have messed themselves up. So we all need help in this matter. Praise the living Jesus. If you have ever made any mistake that people are making use of you, or you think you cannot overcome, that's why you need grace. When Peter came to defend Jesus, he took the sword and cut the hair of a soldier. The soldier happens to be the bodyguard of the high priest. You dare not touch the soldier of the high priest, the guide of the high priest. It is worthy of death. Jesus Christ knew he would die for who? He would die for the world. Peter inclusive. So you don't need to die now. When I want to die? Then Jesus Christ took the ear of that guy, gummed it back, and slapped it onto his skull back. What he did, people see it as miracle. He was not planning to do miracle. He was planning for his death. But what he did there was salvation for Peter. And he did it in some way that if that guy goes to report to the high priest cannot believe. Because there's no what? There's no proof. There's no proof. There's a way God can handle your life and there will not be a proof that you have passed. The proof that your past will not be turned towards glory. Praise the living Jesus. That when you're not sharing your past, people will say, so you have been in this before. We had a wonderful music minister that married a pastor. Great, everybody loves the woman. We sing our songs in the church today. When she told people that she actually was, she has a child. I don't even know that woman that came out. She said she has a child before she gave her life to Christ. Do you think people are making use of her now or insulting her? Something has changed. People are seeing the glory on her life. Than what? Than what she's passing through. Your past doesn't have power over you. Why? You have somebody that loves you than your past. And is capable. You cannot go back to your past, but somebody can go back to your past, help in your present, and sustain your future before you reach there. It's the same yesterday, today, and what? Forever. That's Jesus. And he does those things by grace. He said, grace came to us. We have given of him grace for grace. It is not for him that will it. It's not for him that run it. It's for him that showed mercy. If you have seen somebody boasting, Me, I cannot fall. Me, I cannot do this thing. Leave those people. Give them just a few minutes of time. They will fall upon their face. Bible said the youth shall what? Utterly fall. They are fall. The way they will fall will be a fall of 1,000. They will be messed up in a terrible way that people will use them as examples of hypocrites. If you know you are living a good life, a Christian life, and you want to last, and you don't want to be labeled as an hypocrite later in life, one thing you must do is to plunge yourself in the grace of God. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead with that. Galatians 5. And these are contrary the one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. It wants to look like Romans. We have said that things I don't want to do, that's what I do. How will a friend that love God and they'll be talking to that person like this, hearing of correcting that person, they know as the word is coming, it's touching them, but somehow they cannot just stop what they are doing. Why? This is the thing. The struggle of the flesh to overcome the spirit and the spirit to overcome the flesh. That's, I'm telling you. This word, sometimes some people will feel that their spirit is winning. Now they come and give testimony. They do not understand this technology that's working inside them. So immediately they are living free. In 2 weeks, they are not doing some things. They start announcing. They have overcome. I am this, I'm that. Then after a while, they are now careless again. Their spirit is going down. Their flesh is coming up, getting strong, strength. Then they now see that thing they used to do, that they are giving testimony about, they are doing it again. They do not know how they will come out and say, this thing has come back. So they will now keep it as a secret sin. And that secret sin is what is worse. Eh? Is worse. Than what? Than the sin people are aware of. If you know the number of hypocrites in the church, they say, that sister fornicated. That's bad. See her now. She's now having pregnancy. In the church now, if you know the number of people saying that, most of them are what? They have aborted and aborted and aborted. Do you know what is bad about them? You know this one, because he has been in that situation and is ashamed. We don't want to do those kind of things again. We learn. But that one, the other one, nobody will know, so we continue. That's why you see that any secret sin is one that's very hard to live. The one nobody can know. If somebody is smoking on the street like this and you correct that person, and nobody says he's born again, the last thing he will now do to continue is to start hiding it. If fornication is to be done openly, nobody will fornicate. It's because people can be hidden, carried to one cocoon to do. It's only shameful people that take people under banana tree. Do you understand? It has become a level of what? A level of corruption and lust. If you go to the universities, you see just very cheaply. If you go for NYC, you see people in the gutter sleeping with themselves. That's another level of demonic spirit. That one, the demonic spirit has taken over their flesh, controlling them. So I'm not talking about, there's one that's natural. It's the emotions of that person that's like, the emotions. My emotion is taking the best of me. I'm plenty things, same kind of things like that. Maybe the natural emotions, which is natural for all of us. It's natural that if they slap you, you'll be angry. It's natural that if you see a fine boy, you should be attracted. In fact, if you are not attracted, it may mean you have issue, medical issue. And if you see a sister, it's natural for you to see a sister that is naked before you, and you should have inordinate affection. This is not normal. It's natural. That's why we tell people not to put themselves into a condition so that they'll be able to help the grace of God in their life. So you can help the grace. Grace has come to help you, but you can make the grace work. You can help the grace. You can help the ministry of the grace of God by the Holy Spirit in your life. So Holy Spirit is helping you, giving you grace to overcome something. But you know your problem is pornography, and God is not helping you. But you, Now you now heard that Equatorial Guinea man, they released his nonsense videos. You want to watch? They told you that Tiwa Savage has done nothing. You want to watch? That thing that is making you desire to watch, that curiosity, is not your spirit. It's not your common sense. It's your flesh. You know, immediately you see it, he will keep it for the next time it's coming. And immediately comes that next time, you are in trouble. What concerns you with that? When you have light, what concerns you with darkness? What is driving us to do some things? Praise God. Let's go on with that verse 18. But if you are led by the Spirit, you will not be under the law. Go ahead. 19. Now the works of the flesh are what? Manifest. The works of the flesh. What do you call the works of the flesh? The first thing he talks. You know when I'm talking, they say, hey, is everything sexual sin? See the first things they highlighted here. Adultery and fornication. Uncleanness. That's why people feel unclean. When people commit, it takes you to have gone through deep backsliding states for you to go to through fornication, adultery, and immediately you come to church and you are leading praise and worship and you are pretending. Somehow there will be a guilt. When you are still feeling guilty, when you do something that is bad, you still have hope to be a better Christian. But the time somebody reaches a level that if he mess up right now and can see, be bold and talking about, and that's what these young ministers are actually pushing. The person can stand up from a woman now and come and preach. What you just see there in that circle, you start seeing that same pastor, what he's doing, you start seeing it in the same people. It's a matter of time. It's ushering demons over people. Go ahead. Idolatry, witchcraft, hatred is a work of the flesh. Later it will become a wish. Is it witchcraft? You know, idolatry, witchcraft, we see them as demonic vices we see in society. Hey, this one is an idol worshiper. Ah, this one is a wish. But the next thing they attach to it is what? Hatred. That's why a person that is born again can so much act like it's a demonic person by hatred. If you just think it's a normal thing. I don't just like the person. He has not known the person before. It's common to many girls. The guy did not give them attention. They like the guy. The guy did not give attention. They have not seen somebody before. I don't like him. See, I look like. It's common. I've seen many people doing that. Many ladies doing that. I don't like him. See, I look like. The last person they want to see how he look like is themselves. You look good. You will see the person insulting, you'll be surprised. So you can insult this person. Some people may think it's just normal thing. That's just how I do. But they don't know that it has become part of them. Part and parcel of them. Hatred. Variance. They want to compete. Some people don't know that it's a bad spirit. They can come and ask you, in me and this person, who is more spiritual? They will take you to that place. I can pray in tongues more than you. That thing I see in the body of Christ now is a work of the flesh. I pray than you. I can fast than you. Do they compare spiritual things like that? My daddy has money than you. I know book than you. I'm finer than you. Variance. That's why this one will be making it. This one, whether he's also successful, but because he's not as rich as that one, he will that one not go forward. Why? Variance. Emulations. If you want to tell you the number of the kind of people your so-called brothers and sisters or your ministers, some of them, who they emulate. Not Christ. Far from Christ. Strived. Seditions. Heresies. Go ahead. Envying. Murders. Can you say, not say murder. Murders. The physical and the spiritual and mental one. in the mind is planning how to destroy somebody. Destroying somebody's business, somebody's reputation. I know what I will say. I will mess him up. I will destroy him. As far as I'm here, when people talk like that, they are not far from evil spirits. They are under one influence. Drunkenness. Oh, you are not aware. That one. We know a man. That man. That one is always drinking around, messing up. But this one, the wife now started competing with him. So, how will you feel as a child when the mother did not see the mother throughout the night? When you now saw the mother is now in the house through wheelbarrow. Men in the community now use wheelbarrow to bring her home. It's not a person that I don't know. They brought the mother of the house home with wheelbarrow. And, you know, that's shame. The baby was ashamed. But that shame did not touch him at all. Touch her at all. The next day she still went, I saw her again, drinking again. Mother of three children. Grown-up children. I saw one man lying flat on that Ajoba Street in the night. Family man with about three children. We had to carry him up. Urinated on his body. Some of those things, they started naturally. It was just natural. It was just a taste they want to have. But devil now taking over it. That's why you see some people, when they cast out devil away from them, they stop drinking. So that means there's a connection between their own taste for drunkenness and the other people that are just drinking naturally. Their own has passed natural. Praise the living Jesus. Go ahead. The struggles that some people go through in their Christian life. But you talk about the fruit of the Spirit, and we know it is love, joy, like that. I want to give me till 24. I want to reach 24. Go to 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust. So we have affections of the flesh. We have affections of the flesh. Somebody will now say, these ones are people are always talking about the fact that when we see girls, we run away from them. When we see boys, we run away from them. How will we marry? Cool down. We need sex education. We need sex education. Who gave Adam and Eve sex education? They gave birth to children. That's where your problem was started from. Go to secondary school, university sex education. I was in school when I was in under level. Some people came to advise students, elderly people, that they should be ashamed of themselves. They say, you know, we're in school now, we expect that now it's not possible for you to be in school and you not do this kind of things. So we are trying to be of help. They came with protective measures that we are sharing for students. That's their own quota of helping the society. So people are fighting for it. Under level student, PD student, collecting it. Some people are printing Bibles and printing books. We are a rhapsody of reality. Different kind of wonderful books that are changing life of people. Somebody is coming from school to school saying, take this. If body do you anyhow. Use this one. It's natural. Body not be firewood. That's what they are telling them. So those ones were just, they were on an escapade throughout their school. They will now, when they have now changed, they have enjoyed life, they will now be coming to church, they will now be born again, they will now marry a brother, they will now say, the brother is not satisfying me. How do you know this kind of experience? This sister is not, you are not doing the way I want. How do you know that this, how? The bed must be on the fire. Almost all weddings we do in the church today is a shame. These people have been living together for a very long time. Some of them have even given birth before. They have been messing themselves up before. Everybody knows, including the pastor. They just want to make it formal. They now do wedding. Which goes against the scripture. Except they are born again. Except they come out clean. Praise the living Jesus. But we are not talking about that one today. It's a warfare of the mind. You have warfare. In fact, there's a way. There's a lady that said something. There's a way that your flesh can be so strong that as even as I'm talking like this, you can be having negative thoughts. Right as I'm talking. Under anointing service, your flesh can be taught. There's a lady that said, anytime she hears the name Amanda, that she'll be having the feeling to go and sleep with a man, even in the church. So the pastor can be talking, oh, I even met a lady, one prayer warrior, Amanda, is problem to that lady. There's a register and a token that devil can, Amanda. As simple as pets, as people as animals' name, as people are different than you will say, it means something to so many people. Something sexual, something wicked to somebody, even right in the church. That's the problem that some people have. Now they want to serve God. They will not be like, why will I be thinking this nonsense in the church? Do I hate God? You do not hate God. This flesh has been strong. It now needs to what? Be trained to obey the deeds of the Spirit. Do you know what I love about Christians? I love it about Christians so much, and I hate it so much on the same way. They pretend. When you are saying something like this that will help many people, they will be like, if there are some guys here now, some people are still late, they will be here later. But when they come, they are going through those same problems. 10 of them to say, come on, that means today I can be free with this revelation. They will be doing this. They are spiritual. Many people that say they are spiritual and not spiritual, they are carnal. They will say they are praying up and down. They are worse. They are worse than all these so-called people we see in the streets. And Bible said the flesh cannot inherit the kingdom. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom. So there are worldly structures that are created to what? Affect us. Praise the living Jesus. Now, why do I even preaching this message today? It's something that happened on Tuesday. I think we finished church or we came to do something in the church or prayer. Is it Tuesday or Wednesday? What day did I say I want to pray? I need to pray longer in the compound. I came out to pray at my normal, I usually pray at different times, but I can pray at other times inside my room. But when it's 8 o'clock, I like to pray outside in the compound to walk around. And as I was praying, because the normal time, opposite our house is a DJ. And you know, there are many songs you sing now that I may have idea of the singer, I may have idea of the song, but I don't really know. But since when I gave my life to Christ, I cut off from those kind of songs. However, before I gave my life to Christ, there were songs that I know. I don't sing them again, but the fact is that even though I don't sing them again, I still know them. If I say I don't know them, I'm a hypocrite. That's the reason why people will not grow in their spiritual life, hypocrisy. So the man, it seems the man was so anointed to now go. All the songs he played that night were those songs. Terrible songs too. And the speaker was so loud, it's the husband of the woman they used wheelbarrow to carry. Do you understand? You can know two of them are in conjunction to make sure that this world will not be a better place. Throughout the prayer, it was Oh my Limosaya. I will walk again as Kapari Monto Belama. Then you will just hear two face. Hey! Before he now starts saying much dirty things. So I said, God, as this stands now, I will leave now. I will come back and have time to come and pray. God said, wait, there's something to explain to you. So I now God taught me one message there. Because God now told me that. Now, if you must run like this, what if you now go to a place where there's nowhere you can run? Can't you still connect with me amidst those terrible places? And I say now, that if you, being a pastor, can be disturbed so much with this kind of dirty words that are coming out from this place, disturbing your prayer, not letting you connect with me, how much more so-called people that are carnal Christians? You get what I'm talking about? For the first 30 minutes, my prayer was bouncing back. I'm telling you, I did not connect anything. I did not even, the way we would just come out, and I say, I worship, that worship did not work. Because when I want to worship, I could not even hear myself. The speaker was just in my ears. Loud! Terrible songs. DJ YK. God judge that man. God judge that man. Hey! I know some of you, this thing I'm talking about doesn't mean anything to you. Because even that's what you will. It's you that will even put yourself in the burglary. But now, ready to pray to have an encounter with God. And devil has staged a distraction. What if at that season, that's when you should hear a word, a rhema word for your Kairos season? You will not say, I'll not pray this time. What if you pray for somebody at that time? What if your family member, one family member, your tongues, is what will prevent that person from having an accident or dying that time? There are things devil want to do. To what? To stir up your what? Your flesh. So that your spirit will not connect. It's a struggle. Some people, that's why we teach people to have sense. You are going to school. You don't plan for the school. For how you cope in the spiritual place. You want to have roommates. You just about to ship room. You don't know whether the roommate is born again. Just stay inside the room. So you say, well, I can cohabit, I can do anything. Then you are there. You will sing, you are worthy. And I will say, I don't know the one. I don't want to say something too terrible on the pulpit. That one will sing a terrible song. Play it in speaker. You see, me, I do not even care. At least I will manifest Christ to him. It will get to a time, you will not be playing that song. You are shaking your head like this. I've even forgotten. You are dancing. I'm not dancing. It will be a time, just say, see, this thing is sunk. It never has power over me. Now power over me. You will see, small, gradually. You are weak spiritually. You now remember that you have not prayed very well for a very long time. So, one lie that people don't know is that they believe that spiritual connection, spiritual fire, is very easy to get. So, devil is investing so much that fire will die. So, when that fire dies, when people now say, okay, I'm sorry, Lord, they now believe, immediately they say that, oh, my kapero tua tabalaya. They will go 3 hours in tongues. They think, you can pray that 4 hours, but you know you don't connect. There's so much debris that need to be cleansed. You need to visit Jehovah Mekadiskem to cleanse your heart of those things devil has put. Because as fire put it there, some people's prayer throughout did not connect. It's films, it's terrible things they are remembering as they are praying. In the house of God, it's nonsense they are remembering. It's intentional. Devil put it to make sure that they will be in his reach at every time. You will remind them of that wicked thing. You slap somebody, you are now praying in tongues. Have you not forgotten what Paul said? That even if I pray in tongues and I have no love. So is it love you showed there and you are praying in tongues? Keep quiet. You have forgotten that thing you did. Start making, accusing you. People called him the accuser of the brethren. It's a struggle people have. The voice of their flesh. The voice of the devil. Condemning them. Hallelujah. What about films? For example, I should not deceive you. As we are right in this church now, to tell you how powerful these things, this flesh can stir up dirty things in your mind. If I mention some names of some films now, I've not mentioned a name of some films. Some dirty film has flooded your mind. You understand what I'm talking about? That's how it works. So when people ask me that, is it bad to watch any film? It's not good to be spiritual. It's not good to be too spiritual. I said, who told you that? What's your, what? But one thing I just know, the day you need God, you need to call another person to pray for you. You yourself, you will know you are powerless. All that tongues, you just look. Have you prayed in tongues and you know that this tongue is working? As you are praying, you don't feel that it's going. Then you start seeing a smile. You are doing spiritual warfare. You are smiling, doing it. And I come against you. But the way you are praying, you are just saying, God, mercy. 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 And you can be so caught. You can, devil can collapse so much, captured you, that you now hear that when it's continue, you ask for mercy, like Pastor taught us. And you now say mercy. And devil will say, is it that your girlfriend that time again? Oh, that name too has carried something powerless. Powerful in your flesh. Remember, say powerful in your flesh. It's a girl, you remember that mercy. Okay, I don't let me say mercy, grace. Hey, yellow papa. God, you are the savior of my soul. Then you remember savior. Brother, savior. Jeremiah, the book of Jeremiah said, before I was born, you know me. See, you remember Jerry. Those names, that time, they will be spirit beings reminding you that. Right in the midst of prayer. So those people will tell me they pray for 3 hours. Sometimes it's only 30 minutes they got out of that 3 hours. It's a struggle of the flesh. Somehow, okay, you that you know that this thing is not good for my spiritual life and you are doing it. Do you think it's ordinary? It's a work of the flesh. Hallelujah. We all have to know these things. Now let me explain something. There's something called weakness of the flesh. And I've talked about it. All of us are the same. Some of you now, when they're talking about sleeping around and messing around, it's not a temptation to yourself. You can control that one. But nobody should make you angry. You are like a devil. That anger thing. One man said he's born again. Indulgence does know. No matter what, he has broken somebody's head. He will be looking at that person. He will now use his money to pay. Start saying sorry. He will not know. He has broken the head of the person. So that area that people are calling this my weakness and they are laughing about me, no, I know that's my weakness. There's nobody, not one person was talking to me on the phone. He said, there's nobody that doesn't have weakness. So I take my weakness like that and it is like that. It's not that small thing. It's that so-called weakness that the devil is looking for. It doesn't need to. It's that one that wants you to destroy your life. That small one. I don't know how to talk. That's my problem. I don't know how to talk. And that's the reason why he's poor. So proud. That pride is the reason why he's not moving forward. Educated, intelligent, but poor. When he comes to a place, he wants everybody to know, yes, it's to the glory of God. I have this. I have that. I went to this place. I did this thing. Do you know who I am? I finished with this. I finished with that. Nobody has. It just matters are concerned. Have you seen some atmospheres that there may be 12 people there, but it's only one person that is talking? If you just bring another thing, the person wants to talk to this one again. This one, everybody is smart there, even kept quiet. Saying things that you should not say. And so because of that, secrets of the family, secret of the life, secret of anything is always going out. Why? There is something is calling weakness, but it's not a weakness. So when you see something that is called weakness, you must identify it. It is destructive. You must not let God help you in that matter. Praise the living Jesus. And you must fight it. 2 Corinthians 12:8. Give me from 8 to 10. 2 Corinthians 12. Verse 8 to 10. Praise the living Jesus. Now, Paul was praying here. He said, I pray to the Lord 3 times on this same matter. That this thing might depart from me. I don't know what was disturbing Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul said, I pray to God 3 times that this thing should leave me alone. Thank God for Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul did not tell us. He said it's a messenger of death to buffet him. Messenger of death. Whether it was a person, give us that 7 so that you'll see that. And lest I should be exalted above the measure, the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a word, torn in my flesh, the what? The messenger of Satan. To what? To buffet him. So he was praying, let this messenger of Satan depart. Thank God he did not tell us what it is. Whether it was a person that was tormenting him, that wanted to beat him, that wanted to kill him, or anything. Thank God he did not tell us. So why he did not tell us? It's a blessing. Do you know why? That Jesus said, if you now have your own, what helped him can help you. That was his own. Your own, what helped him can help you. So give us that 8. He now said, for this thing on this messenger, some of you may be lying. Why is it that I lie? I don't struggle for it. In fact, immediately I look up onto the hills, I get something. You don't struggle for that lie. Can you get me the number of this person? This is the number. It's just a natural thing. So the essence is destroying you. One of the worst things people should see you as is a liar. Nobody is planning for life. I want to put on the list of important things of his life. I want to put a liar. No. Because when he's even saying the truth, nobody will believe. So when people say, thank God, me, I'm not doing anything bad. Me, I won't just lie. Do you know what? Bible said, all liars are what? Is it Bible that even said it? It's not Bible that said it. It's a common saying. Praise the living Jesus. But Bible said you have your what? You have your father. When they have qualities of the devil, Bible said the devil is a liar from the beginning, a murderer from the beginning, and he lies. When he speaketh lie, is what? He's speaking his dialect. So when you are speaking truth, you are doing like a child of God. When you are speaking a lie, you are a Luciferian born child. Liars are dangerous people. So don't take anything that is not godly in your life as small. This one, thank God, this one is not serious. At least I'm not killing people. You will kill that person, you will kill somebody one day with that lie. Because one day, because of your gain, your personal gain, you will lie against somebody that can lead to that person's death. You may not think it to be that serious. You know what's very funny about this lie of a thing? Lie works with a level of pride that when he has not said that lie and it's not going in a way that is not planned, you will not stand, yes, you did it. Do you understand? They will convert it to truth. Their ego will not be able to accept that I say, lie, I lied, though, I'm sorry. Praise the living Jesus. Now, let's go on. 9. He said, 9. And he said unto me, my grace is what? Sufficient for thee. This is the answer. He said he prayed to God. And he said, my grace is what? Sufficient for you. For my strength is what? Made perfect in what? In weaknesses. So if you have anything you call weakness, what is the answer? Is what? The grace of the Lord. And when you receive the grace of the Lord, it becomes strength for you. You now see that, it's a lie. I was seeing a video of a lady today. She was a prostitute. You will see the revival the lady is causing now. They're not born again. There's a way God can change your life to the extent that when you tell people your past, they will not believe. They don't be trying to be humble. You don't be trying to be humble. I pray, God, we, if peradventure you have any past, God will clean away that past, change your life, and put value on you that people will not relate to your past in the mighty name of Jesus. God can take someone to that point. And it's very easy for God to do it. But it may not be easy for you to surrender yourself. Hallelujah. Most gladly, therefore, I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Do you know what he's trying to say now? Now, he's not saying, I will be glorying in my lust, I'll be glorying in my lie, and in my yahoo. No, he's not saying, I will be glorying in that. I'm not talking about those ones. I'm talking about people that have given their life to Christ, and they are finding it hard to stop something. For some, there's a pride. Okay, this so-called thing about, there's something called rebellion. All of us here like this. All of us here. In our flesh. All of us. I know you have been praying in tongues. And you know Rema. You have rebellion inside your flesh. All of us. All of us have rebellion inside our flesh. That one must kill the flesh. When we allow him, he will make you rebel to your, rebel to God. Let me give you some example. Some say, Jesus is the Lord of my life. If truly we mean that thing, why is it that when some instructions come to you that you know it's clearly from God, it's hard for you to obey? If Paravanjaja are told that, take all the money in your account, give it to that your neighbor that just gave birth. Some of you here, as I'm talking about this now, and you know it is God, or a man of God, that everything you have been doing in your life is that man of God that is telling you. And you say, this man, so spiritual. You may not honor him, but me, I honor him. But let that man, because the man is just always telling him things to do that way, give him money, give him favor. But the man has said, take everything and give that neighbor. God wants to do something for you, want to surprise you. Do you know that? Even the strong Christian, many of them, we find it hard to obey. If they obey, you hear that they want to go and pray, they pray, and when they are giving it, they'll be giving with tears. Say, God, you said those that sow in tears. You are sowing this in tears. And the vendor is collecting it. That neighbor, maybe it's because of surgery, their thoughts is that you will die anyway. You will die. That surgery will not be successful. That's the emotions of some people when they are giving. Negative. They are angry with God. Why? It's the flesh. And you know you are spiritual. Just to tell you that you have that thing. Don't work with this person again. Why is it? Because someone you just like talking to this person, you just are attracted to this person somehow. It's hard for you to stop that thing. As you are making that decision that eventually make you fall, from beginning, God was talking to you. Stop this. You did not stop it. Why? It is sweet. And that flesh rebelled against God. Later you now come and cry like you don't know what happened. And you know what is funny about these issues? It is about what? It's about this thing I called control. Man is not designed to be in control. It's God that should be in control. Nearly man is in control. Let me give you a picture. And that's a very wonderful picture. See a picture of a young man alone in a mansion. Nobody is there. The parents are not around. All of it's just the one alone. And the guy likes somebody that is astral, that is light, beautiful. And it was that time was about to sleep. That was when a lady said, I want to come and spend the night with you. Now, if there are people at home, can you hear me? If there are people at home, you say, what's the meaning of that? No, I don't do that. I'm a Christian. Now, when people, is it hard to say no when people are around? Is it hard? It's not hard. This one is not following me at all. It's not hard to say no in that context, Abby. Now look at. Now when you say that, you can say, "And this person is making me proud, making me proud." And when he says that, he will not talk like, he will not feel like he did anything special. Even the person that's not born again will possibly say no. Right? So what he did, it was not special. But he can be saying, no, I did not allow that person. But when he's the one alone, and he knows he's the one in control of that house for that moment, he will not be thinking whether he should say no or yes. Before he did not say, he would not think. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Before he did not think, but now he's thinking. He cannot succumb. Devil will not plan it. Because devil knows that when people feel they are in control, he is the one in control. When a man has that feeling that he's the one in control, it's devil that's in control. It's not the one. So you will now see the lady. The lady will now release herself. I pray you will not find those kind of ladies. You will not find those kind of men. They will not release themselves. I've been in that kind of situation. That's why I have. They will not release themselves to you. No, we are youths. So I need to talk like a youth. I will not be talking, pretending, like tell you reality. Now release themselves to you. Your flesh. You now know your flesh is now doing you anyhow. You now mistakenly, you are struggling because there's a struggle. Don't forget where we are coming from. There's a Galatians struggle we are talking about. That Galatians, so your hand was just gravitating towards that girl and you touched the girl in a way that you should not touch the girl. So you are about to say sorry. And the girl said, What happened? It doesn't matter now. That's why I came to spend time with you. There's nothing bad in what you did now. Do you know what happened? Strength will come again to your flesh. Before you know it, your two hands are on the waist. And the next thing you do is you just forget. It is a gradual process of death. Do you know where it started from? A consciousness that you're in control. Let that same girl come. In fact, be half naked, do anything, or be stark naked. As some people are there, they will not do anything. They are feasting on communal strengths. Separate them, they are weak people. As far as their daddy is there, their mommy is there. As far as church pastor is there. As far as people are there, they have strength. But let them be alone and let them sense they are in control. All the time they are in control. All the time they are in control, they will be messing up. Some of them are in control on the street. They will never give that number they gave out if they are around communal strength. They are weak people praying in tongues. They are weak people. And do you know one thing about these people, these weak people? They are very loud when it comes to communal strength. Declaring things. But strip them of that communal strength. Let them be alone. Every decision they will make is a decision that will what? Feed the flesh. Actually, their flesh is so powered. Hallelujah. This I'm saying, is it reality? No. Are you not? The time you are in control or over your phone alone, you know it's not Bible you are using it for. You know it's not Bible. When you are conscious that nobody's here. That's why you see that people, intentionally, they switch fast. Immediately they feel they are alone. That's why a Christian must not believe he's alone. Must so be close to God that he knows that God is with him every time. Hallelujah. Look at Saul the Great. Bible said no man in Israel was good like this man. Very wonderful man. But what happened to Saul? He messed up. And Saul now became a person that was doing things that if they tell Saul will do, you will say it's a lie. Don't forget that they were talking, there's a parable in Israel about Saul. Who can tell me the parable? They said there's a common saying, a proverb in Israel because of Saul. What did they say? As Saul now become one of the what? Prophets. He was doing like a prophet. He was prophesying. Bible said it was prophesying to the extent that people are now carrying it as a proverb. It was doing good, serving the Lord. Who will tell you that this so-called innocent person, without God, this man will become somebody that will not be a murderer? When they tell you cannot believe, this guy will not be a person to kill so-called a person that served him well. This person will not become a person that is going to a witch place to get information. You will not believe. You don't know what you can do as you are like this. I cannot do this. If you must say that at all, say it in the strength of God's grace. Don't say it in your own strength. I know myself, I cannot do it. You will fall. Oh, I don't know how much I can sound this thing. There are many proud people on the street. I cannot do this. You think I'm like you? I cannot do this. Parus elementis. When the demons that we make that thing work, air it, and they see that you are saved by grace, they will pull back. They know truly you will not fall. Because you are waiting upon the Lord to renew strength. But when it is about your own thing, you like insulting people, you like condemning people. You, prostitute, you, see your life. And it's common to many people. Don't compare me with that one. No, why will you compare me with that kind of person? Why are you comparing me with that? And most people I've seen that are talking like that, they are terrible. They have more dirty thoughts than those people. By the time you now have opportunity to go out, Bible says, by strength, no man shall what? No man shall what? Prevail. Matthew 19, 23 to 26. Are you following me? Matthew 19, 23 to 26. Karabo Shabalakata. Then said Jesus unto the disciples, verily, verily, I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. Why would you say something like that? Go ahead. We are reading 26. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than to enter the kingdom of God. I've explained this to you. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly what? Amazed, saying, who cannot be saved? You know how somebody will preach a message and say, oh God, how can we now change like this? You see what you are going through. You see what your emotions are doing to you. They want to kill you. You are not saying, oh God, how will I? So anytime they now talk about Jesus desires somebody without what? Spot, without what? Wrinkle. They don't talk about eschatological studies. They talk about the coming of Christ, rapture. Better prepare the five virgins. You will not say, yeah. With this thing that is doing me now, I do not deceive myself. Can I go like this? People will not slap somebody on rapture day. People will not lie on rapture day. Hope is rapture will not miss me kissing somebody, romancing someone. I'm telling you, these are the struggles of people. They will say, yes, we are going with the Lord. But if you read their heart, they are very afraid. But there's help with God. Oh, oh. Sing with me. Ma, help us come. Oh, oh, oh. Ma, help us come. Ma. Oh, oh. Oh, my help has come.
My help has come.
Shole bara namaka manana.
My help has come.
So they say, who can be saved now? Who cannot be saved? And Jesus Christ, he was 26. But Jesus Christ beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is what? Impossible. But with God, what? So he's trying to say, if you will be saved in this matter, forget yourself. It is me that can help you. Imagine I want to be 100 years old. God said I'll be 100 years. And I'm 30 years. The next 70 years, with the temptation, with the plan of the devil, who told me I will not fall? Devil is angry. I'm going everywhere preaching.
I want to be going everywhere preaching the gospel, messing him up, casting out devils, healing the sick, and doing everybody that is bound by him. I want to release them. And I want to still do that. I still have 70 years to live. You just got admission. And you know you are weak. And you are not afraid. And you say, I know I'm not doing this. I will make my mama proud. Ah, Parunias! You will truly make her proud. Because you will not give birth to one. It's twins. And I'm telling you, you make your mama proud. Say about mama, we're talking about. We're talking about God. He's the only one that can give you that kind of strength you are talking about. Even if I say a woman stark naked. Went to the house of a man of God. And he was telling us a story of a man that was so decent, telling people that I can never be in this situation. And he was loose-guarded. Pastor Ben followed us. And the man, two ladies, having a strange evil spirit, casted a spell on this man. And they made the man sleep with them. He did not know what he was doing. They tormented his ministry. Made him almost broke. Almost ended his ministry. Let your word not be in confidence in your flesh. I don't know. You know, that's what I'm saying around since. When you are having a good prayer life, say thank you for your grace. When you are having a good fasting life, good word life, thank you for your grace. You are living right. You are overcoming temptations. Thank you for your grace. Don't ever get to a point. People say, you are better than that person. No. It's God's grace. Give it to God. As I am like this, I am tear rubber. Tear rubber. No man has touched me. Oh. The way they will now touch you later, it will be better they touch you first. Do you understand? Because that will attract more shame. That you have even... Because it's that announcement you are giving yourself that you are giving yourself awareness to the wrong people. And possibly you know yourself, your legs don't sit in one place. You like people to notice you. You know, I was talking about a lady who happens to be a member of the church. If you are sitting down, you guys are here. It's almost 100% that almost everybody will notice her. You may think it's just a nature, and people just know me. They just like me. Wrong people will be interested in your case. With that one she's doing, they are not knowing for good thing. Just that somehow there's emotion in your body. You must just rise up. You must just do things up and down. It's trouble. Some people cannot sit down. That's why it's easier for them to pray than to sit down and study. They cannot sit down. They must do something. That thing they say be still and know there is God. That's why they can never know there is God, because they can never be still. They are too troubled. They want to do something. They want to stand up. They want to be on phone. They want to be on something. Nobody has strong Christian life like we. And there's stillness. You cannot start deceiving yourself that you are doing research. No, I'm getting research. I'm getting research. Hallelujah. With man, it can be impossible. With God, nothing shall be impossible. You can draw strength from God. Hallelujah. Pila Bakaros. Matthew 26:11. I want to help you with something today. Is that the scripture? I want to give me the scripture that says that Jesus Christ was talking and said, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Look for it. Now, you know why I want to use that verse? It is not that, thank you, 26:41. Watch and pray that you enter not into what? The spirit is what? Indeed, it's willing. So Joshua was saying, clearly I know saying you love me, but you are weak. Don't go to that place now. You can't accommodate it. You are still weak for it. You have not received help to that extent. Wait, and renew your strength. Let's take that one. If you renew your strength, so wait. No, wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. He will renew. He will renew. So wait, I say. Wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord.
Wait on the Lord.
He will renew your strength.
He will renew our strength.
So wait,
wait. I say, wait on the
Lord. It's just like my classmates seeing me now. When I was in secondary school. Imagine one of them just stepped in inside the church. Just me. Preaching the way I'm preaching. They say, hey, Jomski, Yakwayaski, Tubaski. Hey! Ow! Not by power, not by mind, by the spirit. They will see you, they say, it's a lie. But those days, they used me to do fellowship coordinator of Christian students. But this day I should open Obadiah. It will be between Timothy and Titus. I'll be looking for it. What concerns me with Bible? I don't even know how to lead people to share grace. But I won. Go to whatever is election, I will win. That's what the Bujale do for somebody. He will intentionally want to push you somewhere that you cannot handle. So they can be saying, hey, I pray when people are celebrating you, giving you a congratulatory message, everyone will not be crying. Because everyone knows kind of journey you will go that you cannot come back. And when I'm talking about coming back, it's not about that you will not be alive. But you yourself, you know that you have died. And your death will be so visible to everybody. Not a dead man. So Joker was talking about it. Do you know how much Peter loved Jesus? It's a pain that when he's promised you want to fulfill it. So Jesus Christ, don't worry. I will kill these people for you. He went to get sword. Jesus Christ said, me, I'm not around again. And when I'm not sword, let him go and get sword now. Protect yourself. He was using it as a parable. Peter said, that's it. He went to take cutlass. Kept it under his skirt. I don't know how he can stay under the skirt. Use one rope to tie it to his skin. Now wore the gown on it. Still saying, holy, holy, Lord Almighty. Just follow him. So Jesus Christ says, pray that you will not fall into temptation. Say, see, forget that one. It's not about prayer, this one. See, there's some things we must undo physically. You know me, brother. Say, this is common sense. So all this time I was praying, was sleeping. It's not enough to pray. But you know that no matter what happened, I have. So the flesh is what? In this place, very weak. The spirit is willing. But when they say flesh is weak, yes, that it's so strong that I cannot allow the spirit to do what we do. That flesh is so strong that it was sleep. Their eyes was heavy. And that would have been a problem to Peter, because every time important things should happen, Peter should sleep. On the Mount of Transfiguration of Jesus Christ too, he slept to the extent that the time he will wake up, was saying nonsense. Say, let us make 3 boots. One for you, therefore he doesn't know what he was saying. You would think he's speaking in tongue. So that's why you see some people during encounter meetings that they're supposed to have an encounter with God. Everybody's receiving grace. They will be sleeping. The man of God will now say, now I sense that I should cast out some devils. That devil out. You see, I receive. He woke up, he said, I receive. Enter me now! He thought that's the prayer, because that's the last prayer point they led before he slept. So, pray the living Jesus. Are you in like this person? That your flesh is so strong that it cannot make your spirit do what it should do. For some families you are born to that will help your flesh to be strong. The person living around wayward people. Father do not know God. Mother do not know God. Sister do not know God. Brother do not know God. Neighbors do not know God. And you can defend them to death, whether they are right or wrong. How do you think you have Christian life? You'll be weak. You may argue, but the day you'll be alone, that you will not know that you are weak. When I was in 100 level, I knew that God has helped me and is still helping me in the issue of women or other things. But I was another level. I was already preaching. I had a fellowship that was the president. They called me pastor. There's this one of my members that was insulting me. Insulting my dad. I said, stop it. It has been a long time I got anointed. That thing came up again. I was in that condition. I should have left that place. The yearnings of the spirit was telling me, just don't give your strength to this thing. Don't give your strength to this thing. I should walk away. There's a room I can go to and rest. I stood there. I was warning him. Do you know why I was more annoyed? Was because I was in a condition. I was so bad. There was no money. So he was using the opportunity to insult me more. So you know, if somebody says to a man that's a millionaire, poor man, you know, do not touch him. Do not really preach him. This one is mad. I'm richer than you. You are calling me poor man. But if you are in a condition that you don't have, and somebody is now insulting you that you are in lack, do you understand? So that's the kind of situation I found myself. So when he said that, I was warning him and warning him. By the time he said it, I did not know that I still have that kind of strength in my flesh. Was older. This guy was older. I beat him up. I told him he's a member of my church. I beat him up that people that wanted to come and side me, some of them are afraid to come and hold me. After they heard me, I went to school to sit down for a while. For about 6 to 7 hours before I could come back home. And generally, trekking from Yako to Old Mochang ground that time. Do you know when I was going back home, my anger was still as strong. I was still, if I still saw him, I would still beat him up. I had to go and sleep in my presence room. And I had to run out of the house immediately the next day again. Just to tell you that I had a terrible anger. That's not anger again. That's not a normal anger. That's not the kind of anger that the Bible said, be angry but do nothing. This one is a disruptive one. It was one of those days my brother was talking to me. My younger brother. I did not know the argument we were having. I was like, is it not 1 year you used to see me on me? You go and call him brother. Yeah, I saw a knife beside me. Threw it. Targeted this eyes. Because you can still see me, that's why you're telling me that. Because you can still see me. By the time I take one eyes away, is this eyes that are looking at me, like, you will remember that I still have 2 eyes to attack. And it is. Oh, Karu will see now. Imagine I have flogged off his eyes now. Has God forgiven me? Am I now a pastor? But how will I cope? Seeing his enemy treating somebody now. With one eye. So you did not see that this place, there is something you should treat there. Just focus on this place. And you cause it because of anger. So don't tolerate those things. That's part of me. That's me. One stab one in school. You know some people, the way they play is demonic. They cannot play by saying, let us play Ludo, let us do Tinko Tinko. They don't play. Father Ben was telling me about one. He took cutlass. Hey, no, knife, Fabi. Hey, like this, boy. Eh? He almost slitted the throat of the roommate. Eh? He cut it now. He cut it. Imagine the lungs and everything is now coming out. He will now calm down. they now arrested him, Abby. The friend has sent him to school now. The friend has sent him to school now and said, imagine that person's neck will not be like that. Do you think that person will even forgive you? See how you said it. I say, I used to cut your leg. I used to cut your leg. So you think the person will shift the left to the back so that you cut the front so that it will be on the floor. But mistakenly, that one too now want to adjust the leg to the front. Then you shoot the thumb and the face this thing on the floor. You now saw it on the floor. You saw the work of your hand. Now eat it now. Now that I have cut it, eat it. Do you know what is very funny? Just like when somebody urinates, bed wet, and he wakes up, the eyes opens. All the time was urinating, was sleeping. But immediately you finish urinating, there's a revelation that will come. See? Let his eyes be opened. That the same way, anytime people have done those kind of things, you see some girls, after they have done some evil things with some boys, that all this time they are following, so that they're not beating them. What have you done? What have you done? What have you done? Now I'm supposed to tear her slap. What have you done? Like tell him, what have you done? Are you in your father's house? So you don't know that this is not your father's house. So ask yourself, how did you come to this place? Praise the living Jesus. I want to show you somewhere that I saw, and I think I need to help you about it. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. But this one you will give me in amplified. It's amplified that will make it amplified in your spirit. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. Amplified. Hallelujah. This is not the amplified one I'm looking for. There's one on AMPC. You don't have that one. AMPC. I wish I can see that AMPC. You don't have it. Eh? Okay, please. He said, "Will give us in 2 minutes." I need to use that scripture to help you. This place, he said, stirring up the minds of the listener. He said, "What? Stirring up their most holy emotions." I want to help you because you think you have an emotional problem. I want to tell you how God designed it that you can. Hallelujah! Do you have AMPC, Uncle Azaren? Okay, don't have it. Now, this is to help us because we are young. So, immediately a boy now is around 16 or 15, like that. You start noticing that, start liking opposite sex in a strange way. Then it was now getting to 18, 19, 20. It becomes a struggle. So, I know that that's the scripture. Now, are you following me? So, the guy knows that he starts seeing girls in a number. And that's normal. That's hormones working. And it's God that put it there. So, if God put something somewhere, it's not the same. So, the sister too just woke up one day being in the house doing a normal thing, finish bathing, come in front of mirror, just notice that she has hips. Ah! Now notice another thing that was strange. When he sees, when a brother touch her like this, just like spirit pass through, the air will stand. And now start laughing. You know the way Sister Tolu usually laugh. When people start laughing like that, I pray they will overcome temptations. Do you understand? What? Hey! So when they start noticing those kind of things, they're in trouble. Eh? If they don't understand how to curtail these things. Because till you leave this world, or to get to a particular age, you will meet people. And I pray that God will make you influential. You will go from meetings to meetings. And the more God is now blessing you, the more there will be temptations over your life. Just know that. There will be temptations over your life. This is the reality. The first consciousness you must have, that everything God gives is what? Is good. Everything God gives is what? Is good. So if it is good, I will not use it for evil. If it is good, I will not use it for evil. Hallelujah. So, there's a place in the scripture, Colossians 3:2, he said what? Set your affection unto what? Above. Not on things what? Beneath. Now, your affection, that means I can now yield my affections to things above. For example now, I can decide to meditate on the kingdom of God, the wonders of salvation, the wonders of grace and the Holy Spirit. I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about when marriage comes to my heart, I'm thinking about marriage in the kingdom. A wonderful marriage, unspotted, in the fullness of God's will. So you're always thinking about God's will. That's putting your affections. Now, he told us the direction of our affection. He said it must be going up, not coming down. So immediately it is coming down. How? You want to watch reality shows? Want to watch BB Naija? Want to? You will learn love upside down. Because do you know why they said you set your affection above? That above, it is where love dwells. God is love. It is God that can define love. Down is where devil dwells. Devil organized a program that will now make people do his biddings. And you are calling it love. I'm preparing for my marriage. That's why I'm really watching pornography. I'm preparing for my marriage so that I don't want to have this problem people are having. They said I must be able to be a good man. A good woman. That's why he's doing that. So you don't know that you need to spend time with your boyfriend. You have not slept in his place before. Are you sure you are dating? Or you guys are just playing? You guys are not mature. You are not mature. Then you have been learning that. So you'll be saying, no, me, I cannot do that. But somehow, when that emotion is not doing, you now be thinking that, is it bad? That's true. That time that man said it, you said, no. But somehow you now say, is it bad? Then you will now go. You will now, do you know the biggest problem that Christian we have is that when he went to that brother's place, listen to me, the biggest problem we have is that when he went to that brother's place, nothing happened. He can come out and say, nothing happened. Eh? Do you know the meaning of that? They did not do anything. No. That's the reason why I will be going there. They think they are so mature. So that if I'm going time to time, nothing will happen. We have gone before, nothing will happen. We love God. Then start doing things you should not do. Because your own mindset is that, promise me. Promise me we will not do this. Promise me. You to promise me we will not do this. If you want to do bad thing, tell me. Yeah? We love ourselves. Start locking. It's okay. Come and sit on my leg now. We are ready to promise you, etc. Your stomach now proved you wrong after some months. Now, so he said unto us, he said is born. And unto us his son has given. But there's no government on the shoulder. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No brother is your friend. intimate friend, if God did not give you that brother, let them stay at bay. The intimate brother you have is the brother you have married. It's not the brother you want to marry. The brother you have married. Don't say you are a brother in Christ. All right, let's go. He said, and my language and my message were not set forth in persuasive, enticing, and plausible words of what? Wisdom. But they were in demonstration of the Holy Spirit and power. A proof that the Spirit and power of God operating on me. Now, what did they say? Steering in the mind of my hearers. The what? Now, that's one of the gates. So that means there's something called holy emotions. I want to get this thing. Let this thing help you. Anytime you think you have emotional problem, remember, there is something called what? Holy emotions. Holy emotions cannot let you do something not holy. That means no matter what, I can't mess up. I must convert this my emotions to holy emotions. I must subdue it. That means there's a holy emotion. That means if I allow the flesh, with the holy, with the Spirit of God, even if I'm in relationship, this is my fiancé, I can maintain holy emotions. Is it possible for me to want to marry fiancé and we are 1 month to marriage and I will not have affection, a strong affection for that person? It's a lie. This one is saying no, it's not possible. Well, that's our own revelation. I know for this one, it's not even possible. This one says she doesn't like men at all. This is a saint. That one. The particular, this is a saint. But a friend to a saintless. Is it sainter or saint? S-C-E-N-T. That's this one. And that one, she has not, I've not seen her in her life that she has a friend that's a girl. It's only one I think she has had in her whole life. She's about 22 years and no, it's only men that are a friend. And she just doesn't like men. That is called self-crucifixion. Self-deception. So like I said, me, I'm a man of God. Do you know what I'm talking about? There's oil on my head. Ororo wa lori me. When I see women, I see men. I see them as men. I see them as trees. Me. Let them come in their numbers. I mean, I'm not like Samson. Forget those men of God are falling. They have not touched holiness. We have touched something in the realms. They will talk, they will laugh, they will shake their head. So that you guys will be saying, ah, this man is talking like this. There's truly something. There are depths to this thing. You know? There are depths. That's how we go deep. Eh? You know, Bible said, and Samson went down to where did he say he went to? Is it Gaza? He went down there. Don't go down, brother. So if flesh is allowed, it will make your emotions unholy. It is because you have emotions. You will see a brother you want to marry. You say, yes, you want to marry that person. There's an affection. How you marry somebody you don't have affection for? But that means if it is God, it is what? Not what? You don't want to be like Rachel in the Bible. Rachel that saw somebody, a stranger, within few minutes, like kissing themselves. Few minutes, you took somebody. my animal needs water. I will give them water. Twa, the next time you are hearing it. Ow! This is my wife. Seduce the young man. And that one too is running away from death too. You see, hard time to see beautiful girl. Praise the living Jesus. That means as far as I am letting the spirits have dominance over my life, I will what? Release what? Holy emotions. These things I'm teaching you, it is for real life. You know, people teach people that are information that they don't need for life. I'm not teaching them information. I'm telling you real life things that you can put. When those things come, that's the first thing that you come to your mind. I have holy emotions. I'm the temple of the Lord. The Bible says I will not John is temple to uncleanness. I refuse to be unclean. I renew my thoughts. I have the thoughts above, not thoughts beneath. In the name of Jesus, I have pure thoughts. The thoughts are in my I do not take thoughts from the devil. The thoughts in me are pure. They are honest. They have good reports. They have God. Hallelujah. I have holy emotions. Thank God you have a scripture for it. I have holy emotions. I have holy emotions. I'm steering it up. So when that unholy emotion wants to be steered, it's like, I cannot control myself. When I say that, but I cannot control myself. That's not holy emotions. You can control anything you cannot control is now getting demonic. Just know that. I cannot control it too. It's now getting demonic. Like, around your life. Around your emotions. It's not getting demonic. I don't know. That's why some addictions are now. I cannot do it. I'm just smoke. I'm just drink. Give me one. If I don't want to do it, devil is already putting hand on that thing. He's not that person. Hallelujah. Now, you set your affection on things above. Now, let me tell you two things more before I round off the message and we go. And I really do something. I will teach you that. I know about 3-4 people among you. Or let me just say 3-4 people. I know about 3 people that will use this thing I'm teaching you. But I know 2 people at least that I know will not use this thing I'm teaching. All this I'm saying doesn't make anything to you. It's just another Bible study. Yes. I know people that will not use it, and I know people that will use it. I know people that have fear of the word of God and honor the word of God to use it. And I know people that will. It's another information. Everyone has just marked this day that they are in church. But they are encouraging me. Do you understand? That they came to church is encouragement. But they are not going to hear. You will answer for it before God. Because you heard. It's better not to hear than to hear and not use. Another thing I did for myself is this. There's this song by this guy. I call it, it's a gospel anthem. It says, from my head to my toe, I am covered by the Spirit of God. Moving me every day. But this is the point. From my head, from the crown of my head. Bible said, for the very hair of my hair are numbered. It belongs to God. To my toe, it's God that has it. It is not a woman that has it. Woman cannot take this life, or cannot give me life to. Eh? It's God that gives life. So it's the one I give this body to. Listen to this, you know. A person that is struggling with pornography. Don't let me say pornography. Let me leave pornography at one side. I will still come back to it. With masturbation, for example. You have not sanctified your hands. It's something I do. These hands will only be to walk and to lay hands on the sick and to do anything for God. When you have consecrated that hand, you cannot use it to do some things. That one that you're using your hand to devour yourself, you can now. Do you know what is beautiful about it? No matter how the thoughts of the emotions is strong, you cannot carry your hand. Do you understand? That's one thing. Devil is so weak in that come. He's so weak that no matter how you make that thing sweet in your flesh, do you know devil cannot carry your hand? No matter what that temptation is, do you know devil cannot remove your skirt? He cannot remove your bed. No matter how your body is doing, you cannot remove your bed. It is still you that will now yield. Is that weak in that? When you understand that thing, you have 70% victory. So I do not know how it happened. But I accept. Let me just forgive you. But all those stories is what will not let God forgive you. Do you understand? I do not know how it happened. Just happened. Pam, pam, pam. It just happened that way. It's a lie. It's a lie. One lady said she gave birth to 3 children. She said she discovered last month that boy used sham for. This is possible, but did you know? Are you sure that you ran away from the? He said yes, you ran away from the house to go and meet this boy. It's sham. People down. When people fall, they don't want to agree that they are the one because of the pride of man. Praise the living Jesus. You can sanctify your eyes. Every vessel, you can sanctify your eyes. I will not see these things again. And anytime you see anything, whether mistakenly or by your curiosity, and you must work on your curiosity. You just want to see. I want to see. That thing is out. Let me see. Hey, this thing, see these stupid people. See how they are doing. When you know they are stupid people, why are you watching it? Curiosity is what will keep many people from going to, from growing their Christian life. That eyes is everything you want to see. So you can tell yourself, like Job, I have made the covenant with my eyes. I will not look up lustfully to a maid. So you are going like this, and you see a girl wearing a slitted skirt, and or she has body, and she's now wearing a tight high waist trouser or a skirt that is seductive, and your eyes see it, that you saw it is not a sin, but you look again is that sin. But you know what? Devil will let you. That's when you now know that your flesh is strong. It's strong. It will be like your neck. Eh? But you know one thing. When you make that decision, my eyes will not look lustfully. No. I'm not looking. I know that she's fine. I know what I first saw. I saw this fine person. But I choose not to look again. You know, as simple as this thing is when you start practicing, is when you know it's very hard. She's nodding now to prove that what she said that not like brother is a lie. It is her experience. Some of you, that's why you downloaded the pictures of some actresses and actors. They are on your phone. So that when you want to stir up your lust, you will check the picture again. You say, so you are not lying to us saying, thank God it's not pornography, she's not naked. But only that person's face. You just wish you had married that person. That's the madness we see around some sisters that are watching Korean film. They wish those Korean guys, they married that guy, and they will never meet that guy. You better go and marry the Uruku beside your house, and that's the person you are. You better go, that's the person. You know what I'm saying? Jung Kim Pyo, what do you call this stupid? You that you say you like Jung Kim Pyo, will Jung Kim Pyo see you the way you are like this and like you? You are proud. To even think if you like you are proud. One sister sent me one picture one night, screenshotted it and sent me the advice. Can that brother like that kind of sister? Oh male maragada ye. This brother that I find like thief. Does he like you? And is that what you should be thinking about? You can sanctify your eyes. And you can sanctify your body. That's why you can slap somebody that touches you. I was telling somebody in the church. I said, there's a way you can spot somebody that you must stay away from. That's a sexual predator. Every time commenting on your... Come on. Wow. Do you know you have ifs? You're endowed, though. Any small talk is just talk about your body. Talking about your body. Come on, you have body. You know you have body. You know your body. After a time, do you know one thing? You yourself, you will not be affected. You start now discovering yourself the wrong way. And when you see that kind of person, you have a very high esteem that will immediately let you fall. I can't tell brother, please, I don't appreciate this thing you are saying. I don't appreciate it. Thank you. I don't appreciate it. I know myself. For the first thing we're talking about, you're a brother. Why are you talking about all this? This is like, can I touch your chest? Can I touch your chest? Can I touch your chest? And you can I say, be free. Can I touch your chest? You have not sanctified that body. Sanctify from now, sanctify your body. Sanctify your eyes. That one, a girl, you want to touch your head, you want to slap that hand. Bite it. Don't prove. It's because you want to be mature. Me now, I don't want to be mature on those kind of things. Eh? I will bite that hand. Say, you're old now. Don't you know you're old man? Leave me all. Because by phone now, you not say I'm old man. No. Bite, almost bite it off. Let them go and tell anybody. Say, you to tell that man that old man's 30 years old man's head is what you want to be robbing. So if anything happen now, they will go and tell people. That old man fell. But they don't. Bite the hand. Touching on Shika. It is a Shika. You are beautiful today. and you say, I have your one stupid smile is falling on your face, you will not last. I have many to say, but there's no time. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you. All of us, we thank you for your word can change us and make our life beautiful. We pray that as we set our affection on you, as we go for your grace, as we are sincere with you and we ask for grace and your mercy, we will overcome.
Thank you. We trust that the word you've heard has blessed and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. Remember, you are a royal priesthood, called to shine his light in the world. Bye for now.